smash factor.
Ripping driver going for it.
Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Man, that is beyond long.
Look at this. He's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess hello world, huh?
Welcome, everybody, to week 19 of the 2020-21 PGA season. Gup here as we get ready to tackle the Genesis Invitational, a traditionally strong field plus very difficult course. Always a fun one to dive into. A lot of key decisions to be made up top. Last week, it didn't turn out to be a horrible field. I mean, the big guys were all there on Sunday. Casey, Berger, Cantlie, Spieth, even Day. Some solid playing, amazing finish. I don't know how one defines weak field, strong field. They're all PGA players, so I don't ever really get into that. I know there was a lot of industry talk last week, you know, terrible field, this and that. But, man, I mean, it was a great tournament, a lot of action, a lot of, you know, the weather draw played a little bit of a factor, definitely. You know, course rotation, and when you played Pebble versus the guys that got to play Pebble on Thursday, got out to a big jump start. Cantlie shot the 10 under, tied the course record. But all in all, I mean, great play by even what we consider the middle tier and lower tier guys. Batia was a big pick for me. A lot of those guys played great. You know, it was fun to see them. I definitely don't hate having this type of week as well. You know, it's either, you know, traditionally, a lot of these guys, the ownership will get spread out because there's so many great options up there. So you have to be, you know, have conviction on where you want to go. A lot of times people tend to, if they're doing MMEs, will spread themselves too far out up top to have a little bit of everybody. Traditionally, I just try to, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to say, all right, I'm not playing JT or Rom or DJ or Xander or Rory, Bryson, Brooks. I mean, there's a ton there that you can't play them all. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to make your calls and, you know, live with them. I'll probably, for sure, I'll max the $5. So that'll be 150, 100 to 150 lineups in that. I'll play the 15. I love the 55 this week. 555 isn't bad either. 3180 isn't bad. I mean, there's several good contests, big contests. We've already seen they just dropped Millie Maker for the players. So, you know, that's, well, I think it's 300 entries, 7,000 a lineup. So golf is definitely rising, PGA in specific. So awesome for us, awesome for you guys. This will be a fun week. We'll recap last week first. Apologize for this going out late. We're in the middle of a historic winter storm. We're on day 9, I believe, 8 or 9 of not being above 32 degrees. This morning it was minus 9 with minus 30 wind chills. You know, pipe bursting down here, all that kind of stuff is going on. We have a little leak a little bit ago, doing power outage cycles all over the state in Oklahoma and Texas, probably others as well. Just something I know a lot on Twitter, some guys are making fun of us, but you're just not used to it. Nor are you prepped, you know, your house, your, the roads. Roads aren't terrible. I mean, especially Oklahoma has a little more winter weather than Texas for sure. Living down there for the last 5 years. So a little more prepped up here, but when you have two storms back to back, so the next storm's coming in here in about 4 hours and we're going to get another 5 to 10 inches on top of the 10 to 15 we've already had. So definitely trying to squeeze this in quickly before the power goes out. So they're cycling through and you'll lose power for an hour or two at a time. So want to get this knocked out and then, you know, hop into the deep dive and everything. So if things are a little off, you know, this week, apologize, but nothing we can do about it. Trying the best we can with the resources we have. Last week for me, you know, had some options there. Betting on Sunday was live. Nothing really panned out. Batia, I can't remember if he got inside. I think he fell under the top 20. I thought we were going to flirt with even the top five with him, but didn't wind up cashing through. Cam Davis, I took 23-1 Saturday night for a T5. Flirted with it a little bit. Didn't started real hot and didn't finish as strong. Got a bogey there on the back again. So had some options, but you know, nothing great. Down a little bit on the week. Hadn't recapped completely on the betting side, but I'm pretty certain it was a loss. DFS wise, not great. Had options there. I was well above the field on the 6 of 6s across the board. Like Sunday, none of my guys just did anything that I needed them to. You know, had Knox in a lot of stuff, you know, the penalty and all that kind of, you know, he just didn't, you know, Spieth, he shot 2 under, which isn't horrible. You know, the expectation was for him to win. So a lot of people may, you know, feel bad, but I mean, wind up being third. I had some Cantley. He was the only guy I played. So I had no Berger, no Casey on the main slate. Went Cantley when on the high up, you know, range. Well, sitting there good. I mean, Saturday night, you're looking good. You got a chance. That's all you can ask for. I think I looked. I think it was about a 40, maybe almost 50% loss on the main slate bankroll. You know, which, you know, it is what it is. When the process was there and everything was right and you had a chance on Sunday, it's really much all I can ask for. Berger was a guy that was up there I liked a lot, and I just decided to make one. I decided to go with one of the three. Casey was going to be a no for me no matter what. So it was going to be Berger or Cantley, and I went with Cantley. You know, what do you think? They both finished third, I think. Spieth and Cantley did. So can't hate it. Berger played amazing. Great finish. Amazing 18th hole. Well-deserved. Overall, the community had a good week. A lot of the guys' core plays were on, were great. I was almost double the field on 6 of 6s, and that's with HB3 and Siwoo missing the cut on the number. You know, it was -1 was a cut, and I think they both finished even. I know HB3 did. Because Siwoo was -1 on 18. I think he bogeyed 18 to miss the cut. So those two really hurt me and a lot of the other people as well. You know, so ready for this week. Exciting, big contest. Nothing really else going on as far as, you know, football and all that's over. So we got the daily stuff going on with NBA. MLB's close to firing back up. NASCAR, Ryan did a tremendous job on the coverage last week. We had a free strategy article out there for anybody to check out if you want to go look at it. It applies to, you know, it was more for Daytona, but certainly something to, you know, look at. The product that he puts out is amazing. Had a sub finish 7th, I think, or 5th or 7th in the big dollar one. He turned a few $100 into like 15,000 overall in the day. Had 20 lineups in like 4 contests and did well. So that's rocking and rolling. Really excited for the new website that'll launch a week from Sunday if all goes as well. That night we'll be launching it. So basically the Monday, everything should be up and live. Looking forward to that. Kind of get the foundation out there and already re-engineering the green machine behind the scenes. That'll be a part of that as well. Some of the things you guys have wanted, you know, our current platform have kept us from. So we'll be able to start updating that and get those updates out that we're really looking forward to. You want to join us right now, Smash 20 gets you 20% off any package. Also, Smash 20 gets you 20% off any gear in the store. We got a few of these hats left. The original Master shirt, HP3 shirt, all those are probably, I think, 20 to 30 items left, almost out of everything. Fully stocked on the original, you know, our new logo green hat and shirt combos. So you can go check those out. Save 20% if you want. The March to the Masters promo is live and going now. Do this every year. Normally we have a trip around this. Last year was the Honda because it was around the DFS Open. 2 years ago was Blue Jack. Obviously with COVID and everything going on, can't do any trip right now. We may try to do something later on the year if things seem to loosen up a little bit. I'll still be going to the Honda myself with OG as usual. I think this will be my fifth year or so, I think, going out there with him. So if anybody's going to be there, let us know. We can always hook up on the course and share a drink or two. To get it qualified, and I'll put the big promo out, waiting on the artist to get done, but any new sign up from February 1st through April 11th, Sunday of Augusta, so that night, will be in the drawing. Any current sub that upgrades to full site access And that'll go from January 1st through April 11th as well. The Sunday at Augusta is in the drawing. If you're a current member, reach out to me. We'll look at your package and get you a GC loyalty code to get you upgraded. I'm going to have three winners. So winner one will get to choose whichever of the three he wants. Then winner two will get the next two. And then the last one will get what's left over. We have a brand new Titleist TSI driver that'll be built and sent to you straight from them. So you can get your flex, shaft, whatever put in it, about a $550 retail value. A set of custom Vokey SM8 wedges, the new wedges they have, you know, base value is about, I think, $499 for all three wedges. But we built in, you can customize them fully if you'd like. The promo we have will have some shots of it with the Gups Corner stuff on there. You can do whatever you want. You do Gups Corner, you do your college. It's a pretty neat deal that they have. And that package to build your wedges custom is about a $700-$800 package, so retail value. So that's option two. And then the last option will be a GC gift pack that'll have a lot of items from the Masters itself. So I was able to get in on to buy in November when they did the online deal. Got a ton of Master stuff. I'll put that together, Gups Corner stuff, giveaway stuff, you know, and that's about a $400 package as well. So those three things, you know, we're giving out close to $2,000 in giveaways between those three. If you want to join us now, those are the guidelines to get in, and we look forward to giving away that on Monday after the Masters. We will announce the winners there. Be sure to rate and review us on iTunes. Like this video if you're watching it. If you're an audio-only guy, flip over to YouTube for us real quick. Subscribe if you haven't. Give us a like. I've been doing giveaways and will continue doing giveaways related to the rate and reviews on iTunes. If you can't remember if you reviewed us, go ahead and do it again. You can always do it. It'll, you know, put in there your handle, Twitter, DM, or Slack, whatever best way to find you. Do it again on the review. It'll, you know, I'll see it so I can figure it out. Even if you've done another one, it doesn't hurt. And then on YouTube, leave in the comment your on this video today, and I'll be doing a giveaway. The guy you feel, you know, in general, I just love DJ. We know that. I don't think he'll get too popular. He's not priced up just crazy over like a JT on those guys. So he's not like $1,000 where you got to kind of think about it. But at 10-7, I like JT. Rom's there, Rory's there. I mean, all these guys that are up there, you definitely have to, you know, is DJ that much better? Personally, obviously, I think he is. But any of these guys can win. So I think when you start actually clicking stuff, it'll get spread out some. I could see him being the highest owned, but I don't know if he'll be so crazy high that we can't still get some leverage on the field. With him being 11-3, it does bring in where you can still pair up, you know, a 9K guy or whatever, build decently. There's some good 7K players this week, guys in the 6K. Just like last week with the sticker shock of guys being way higher, one thing we want to do is not worry about guys being what appears to be a discount. It's still all relative to the field. I talked about this on E9. I just re-kicked the audio version for those. Again, some power outages going here. You may have missed a bit. You can hop over to the YouTube video if you miss that little middle part of the pod, but hopefully I just got to reboot it. So you're getting the main thing here, the key stats range, and we're all in the Sweet 16. You know, so DJ is going to be my top play. I think I'm okay with, if he does get popular and he's the guy, I'm okay just you know, going higher than I normally do with the guy, 60%, 70%, especially in MME builds. If he's getting up like 25, 30%, we can definitely you know, analyze that come Wednesday. But I like him. He loves this course. He's played it well. I'm just not going to talk myself off of it and hope people start going elsewhere. There's plenty of other places to go. My second is Shoffley. 9,900 seems a little cheap for him. I don't think he'll get overlooked. I think he'll still be a little bit popular. It'll be interesting to see how people fill out Bryson, being $200 more. You got Cantley, $300 cheaper, you know, coming off a good week. Brooks, $200 cheaper. Morikawa, I imagine, will be somewhat popular. So $500 cheaper there. I'm hoping he kind of gets squeezed out there a little bit. Two back-to-back seconds at Waste and Farmers. His history here is a 9th, a 15th, and a 23rd. He's 8th in my stat model. Nothing to really hate about that. I don't mind starting a DJ X lineup, and I can make something happen. Or, you know, if I'm going a lot of DJ and then I want to go kind of balanced and I can start with Shoffley, I think that's a good place to start for sure. And my third one is going to be Cantley. So I'll do the same reason, 9,600. I can start DJ. I mean, I can start Cantley X. I can start Cantley DJ, and I think there's some builds there. Cantley's got a 4th, a 15th, and a 17th. His last two tournaments, a 2nd and a 3rd at Amex, and last week, of course, 17th in my stat model. He just looks good. I mean, he just couldn't make putts Sunday. It was really, really on the weekend. Like, his putter just wasn't there. Played great, gave himself a chance. He was still sitting there with a chance on the back nine. I like everything about it. So I like Cantley as my last. My bubble boy is Rory, and it's really, I want to see, are we going to get a low on Rory so people are off him? It feels like when you watched him those last two tournaments, Farmers and Waste, like he wasn't good. And you look back, you're like, well, you got a 16th and a 13th. I know Waste, he, you know, shot that great round Sunday to kind of make backdoor, kind of a Matsu-esque at 13th. But here he's done great. A 20th, a 20th, a 4th, and a 5th. We're talking about off the tee, you know, great drives, all that stuff. He's right there. Around the green isn't the best, but given his history here, I think he obviously does okay around it. If he's hitting greens, he's going to be right there on Sunday. 10-5, I like it. The reason why he's a bubble boy is trying to figure out really between, for me, JT, Rahm, and Rory, where's the ownership going to go? And I want to be on the low guy of those three. I think you're splitting hairs on their caliber and their ceiling. So I want to be on the lowest. I think it'll be Rory because I think people will pay down for Rahm $100, or if they like JT that much, they'll just pay the $200 more. So I like DJ, and then out of those three, I got to figure someone out. And I think Bryson will probably wind up being the lowest owner in this range. I don't necessarily want to get there. I know he'll have the advantage off the tee, but he always has struggled. You know, sometimes, I mean, he ranks 102nd in around the greens for me, and that worries me. If he's not hitting greens, could be a long day for him. I don't want to pay 10-1 for it. I'd rather save the 200 and go to X. So I like DJ. I like X. I'll pick one of the three guys I just mentioned based on ownership and kind of build from there. AK range, I'm going to start with Hovland. I think he's undervalued in this field. I do worry about him being talked up because of that. Second at the Farmers, 25th in my stats. He has not played here yet. So one, I guess, kind of concerned, if you will. But at 8,700 for a guy I legitimately think can win this thing, I like him a lot. I just hope he doesn't get too popular. I don't want to play a lot of chalk this week. But I certainly don't mind Hovland at 8,700 at all. I hope he just kind of stays. Even if he's in that 15, 17% range, I don't mind that at 8,700. A guy I think that will kind of could be overlooked because of Hovland and some of those around him is Neiman. So Neiman, 8,800. Not the greatest history here, but if you go back and look, it's been the putting. He's done okay tee to green. 44th in 2019. He did miss a cut last year. He's 7th in my stat model. I think around the green and putting, you know, is always kind of a concern. So, you know, that's all we're worried about with him per se. 8,800, I think, because of you got Bubba right above him, who will be a popular choice, especially with the course history, 3 wins. And then you got Hovland right below him, I think. Neiman's going to go overlook there, and I'll certainly take him. I like the bet number 2, 50-1. So I like Neiman 8,800. Willie Z, he's one of those guys that it's perceived a big drop, but in this field, you know, I think he's kind of priced right. Just couldn't get nothing going last week. Did enough to make the cut. Finished with, I think, 3-under round or so Sunday, but finished 55th. Nothing great by any means. This course should suit him better. He's, you know, his strength is off the tee. You know, great ball striker as well. He'll have the length to get out there, you know, in a lower scoring event. Should be close to last week's scoring, but I like everything about it. Maybe people are off him because of the 55th. He was 9,900 last week, I believe. So kind of feels like people let him down. He was surprisingly more popular last week than I thought. I talked about that in my ownership review. So we'll keep an eye on that at 8,300, but I definitely like Willie Z again. My bubble boy is Bubba. I love Bubba. He's my free bet of the week. I already released it to the community at 40-1. And the reason why I bet him quick was A, I think it'll move down, but B, I think I may fade him if he's going to be that popular. He does have 2 missed cuts here in the last 4 years. So he's not, you know, Otto, like a DJ, who's got, you know, his worst finish in the last 5 years is 16th, but he's got two wins in the last 5 years as well, and a 15th. So certainly has a ceiling, but he can't miss a cut. 8,900, because I got Neiman there, I got Hovland. If he goes overlooked and not talked about a lot, or if everybody's on that same mentality, well, I'll just pay $200 left for Hovland, then I would play Bubba. I don't want to play 20% Bubba, though, so we'll keep an eye on that. Everything else about him I love. He's fourth in stats, seventh in recent form, second in course fit. That's why he's a bubble boy, though. I just want to see where we think the ownership's going to come in Wednesday. 7K range, start off with Siwoo. I'll go back to him. I know. He burned us last week. He's in a roller coaster deal. He won Amex. He missed cut. 50th at Waste, then missed cut last week. Right on the number, minus one going into 18. He bogeyed. Made a great birdie on 16 or 17 to get to minus one, and then bogeyed 18 to miss it. So that kind of sucked. He's second in my stat model. Looks like he's figuring out the course of recent here. Miscut. And then he gets a third in 2019 and a 37th last year at $7,700. We need a made cut with a high upside, T20 type stuff. And he fits that for me. I'll take him at $7,700. Hope people are off him because of the burn last week. And I'll certainly take it. Cam Davis, I just assume he's another guy I'm going to have to get overweight on. Didn't play him as much last week because he fell on the part of the draw I didn't like. You know, obviously he finished strong on the weekend, 14th, great Saturday and Sunday. I just love the dude. You know that we've been on him for a while. He does have a miscut here in 2019. Don't worry. Didn't worry me too much. He's an Aussie. So I love that about him. I've already, you know, he's on the short list of betting this week at 100-1. You know, there's nothing I hate about him. 75. The only thing is he's probably going to be popular. He's a spot I'm going to have to go overweight on and just be different elsewhere. My third in this 7K range is Henley, $7,800. Pretty good. I mean, $7,800. He's got a 44th and a 17th here, so two made cuts. 21st in my stat model, a miscut at Amex, and a 30th at Waste Management. You know, all of his numbers are great except for the great drive. But if you go look at like good drive or average, he's okay. Ball striking, he's eighth. Good approach, he's 10th. Irons, he's second. He can get up and down around here. I like that a lot. So 7,800. Russell Henley is in the pool this week. My bubble boy is Connors. Nothing about him. It's just I couldn't fit four in, right? You know, he did miss the cut here last year. Maybe that's the one knock, but a 37th and a 17th the last 2 weeks. He played Farmers and Waste coming in. Stat model, he's 16th. Again, 70, there's a lot of these 7,000, mid-7,000 guys that I like this week, which allows, you know, to play some guys up top and mix and match there. So I like Connors. He just, you know, just was the fourth guy out. So bubble boy there, but most likely will be in the pool for me. 6K range, another like Siwoo, HP3. Burned a lot of people, including myself. Everybody jumps off him, but he's significantly cheaper this week, 6,700. Roller coaster up and down here. He's got, as I mentioned, he was one of the guys that got the exemption back in, when did he get it? 2014. And I think he missed it. No, he did make the cut there. He was only the second one to do it. The year before, Jeremiah Wooding made it. And then the only other person to make it was Bramlett last year, which was his second try at it. So only three guys have made the cut that have won that exemption. But he's got a 26th, a miscut, a 60th, a miscut, then last year a 13th. His recent form kind of mirrors that. A miscut, a 13th, a miscut. Stats-wise, he's great. He's always going to kind of pop up there. He's one of the better long iron players, which I really like. Good around the greens on the stats I'm looking at. Good, you know, everywhere. He's 10th in stats for me. 6,700 is too cheap. I don't think anybody down there is going to get above 10%, so he's going to be single-digit owned. If there is someone, maybe him, but he burned a lot of people, so I think it'll be a mixed bag there. You know, I could see him being around 6 to 8%, which that's fine. You don't have to get too much overweight on him there. So last week he was popular, but he still didn't get too high up there. So, you know, I'll take some stabs at him at 6,700. Cameron Champ kind of fits this course of what I'm looking for. Off the tee, we know he's, you know, as good as anybody. Let me find him real quick. There he is. First in great drives. It's a short game, really. If he can get that together, he's 112th and around the green. He's 25th in ball striking, though, 34th in good approach. Doesn't have the best form of course history coming in. So I think we'll get a very low-owned Champ at 6,900. So I only have to have 5, 6, 8%, but I really like his upside if he can get it going. He's got three straight missed cuts. He's missed a cut here three straight years. So I don't see a lot of people on him, but almost was just kind of a gut feel play, but I really like him this week. So I'm going to have him in the MME pool for sure. And my last, well, not the bubble boy, but my third pick here is Neesmith. Played great last week. 16th finish, 7th at Waste, 48th at Farmers. He has not played here. Would be kind of maybe a knock, but $6,900, I think it's a little cheap for him, but not really. I really like him at that price. Just need him to make a cut and have upside, which is exactly what he did last week. I want to say he started +2 on Spyglass and then went -5 on Pebble to make the weekend and then had a good weekend to get up to 16th. So definitely like Neesmith this week. My bubble boy is Wes Bryan. You wouldn't think this course would fit him, but he did get fourth here in 2017. He had a missed cut in 18. Stat-wise, he's 23rd for me. He's 6,100. So reason why I bring him up on bubble boy is if you're really trying to jam two of those guys up here, a guy like this who's had a fourth here, so he's, you know, he's done decent. You know, good irons, good ball striking, good approach. He really helps you a lot on those kind of builds at $6,100. So I'll have an eye on him. It'll definitely be in my MME pool to allow me some of those builds that I want to do. My fade of the week, this was close, but I went with Morikawa. I don't know. He's popular traditionally. In my fade of the week, I'm guessing 15% or more. He's going to be, you know, any of these guys I pick for fade is going to be around the 15% or more. Could come in at 13 to 14 or could be 17, 18, but somewhere around there, very early to kind of project that. But of everybody else around there, he's the guy that I think I'll fade. 2020, he got a 26th here, which is great. I looked at Bryson. I don't think Bryson's going to be that high owned, so that's why I couldn't call him a fade. But, you know, Adam Scott's cheaper, Matthew's cheaper, Spieth's going to be low owned, so he was kind of the guy up there. I actually was going to fade Berger because Berger didn't have a great history here. He's actually one of the worst. He's 100th in the field. He's got two missed cuts. Coming off the win, he was going to be my fade, but he's obviously withdrawn. So I went with Morikawa as my fade of the week as we sit here on a Monday. I don't see myself getting back to him, so I feel pretty good about that one. My sleeper of the week, I just mentioned him, is going to be Spieth. It's kind of weird. You know, he's hyped up a little last week. Still didn't get too crazy owned. Finished third, but I feel like people will have a negative feel coming off of that. Actually has a decent history here. 9,200, no one's going there. I think he's going to be 3 to 5% owned. You know, he shot up the price levels, and I think people will pass. But he's got a 22nd, a 9th, a 51st, and a 59th. And his game where it is right now compared to where it was the last 2 years is significantly better. And the thing I like is that even though he's some shots he struggled with off the tee, a lot of them he pured it. He hit it well off the tee. If he can hit it well off the tee here, he's got the rest of the game to compete. You know, he's got a 3rd and a 4th the last 2 weeks. For a sub 5% guy, which is how I'm qualifying a sleeper, I'll take my shares on that. I know he's 9,200, but that's fine. I mean, I'll at least have 5% to be equal to the field, but I generally on a guy like that, I like to get a little bit over, but you don't have to have that much to get over. You know, have 8 to 10% and you have your if he keeps it rolling, then great. And I think most people say he's not great off the tee, so this course will hurt him, but he actually drove the ball pretty decent last week. So I'll take my shot there. And momentum and confidence helps a lot. So even though he's probably a little down coming in third, you know, he still shot 2 under. He was all right. You know, he could have won it. He just needed to play a little bit better on Sunday for the second week in a row. So I don't hate that at all. My gut feel plays this week. I'm going to start out with Norlander. Played great. Just kind of couldn't finish at all last week. Got a 26. So his last four tournaments, a 12th, a 2nd, a 22nd, a 26th. He's 7,400. Man, that feels just cheap to me. I tell myself, though, about the sticker shock. You just got to play within the field. Stat-wise, he's okay. I mean, he's 7th in ball striking, 25th in approach. His around the green could be better. Not the best great drive. He hasn't played here at all, but all that's factored into a $7,400 price. You know, I don't have to have a top 10 for him to compete well. So I like him. He's 37th in my model. Second gut play is Ortiz. He does have a good history here. A 26th, a 9th, and a 26th. A 29th at Farmers, a 4th at Waste. Nothing to hate at $7,800. I certainly like him. He's 39th in the model. Cam Smith, 40th in the model, $8,400. Good record here. Missed the cut last year, but before that had a 49th, a 6th, a 28th, and a 63rd. So, you know, 8,400, I need a little more out of him than I do a Norlander, but, you know, I like his game for this area. One thing I forgot to mention, I had it written down somewhere. I think 19 of the last 31 winners here have also won or finished second at the Masters. I don't think he's finished second there, but he definitely always performs well at the Masters. So if that kind of has a correlation there, I like Cam Smith this week. You know, he's 40th in the model, so, you know, it is a gut feel play, but I don't mind him at all. Gooch, 50th in my model, $7,200. A 10th and a 20th here, and it's two times playing it. A 21st at Amex, 40th at Farmers, and a missed cut. You know, he's never going to pop in the stat models, like, say, at HV3. But in this situation, he seems to do well. And I think he's got good iron play at times. He's 30th and around the green, which could be important this week. So I like Gooch, you know, 50th in the model, but I think he could have a good year this year, following that 10th place last year. Betting, the top five that pop in two long shots, as always, provided by Monkey Knife Fight. Use the code GUPS for 100% match up to $50. Go to gupscorner.com/affiliates or just go to monkeyknifefight.com. Use that code GUPS when you sign up and you'll get 100% match on up to $50. My top five that pop: Bubba 40-1. I told you guys that free play of the week. I did release it. Siwoo 100-1. Willie Z 66-1. Cam Davis 100-1. And Brooks 22-1. I felt that was a good number for him. So those are all my short list guys that I definitely like. Obviously, I mean, I like DJ, but, you know, he's going to be 6-1 or something like that right now. So hard to get to him there. But Brooks feels like a good value there. I know he's coming off the win, but, I mean, this is a place he can win at as well. Don't know if I'm going to go that low yet, but those are the five that kind of caught my eye to start out with. My two long shots, which typically are more for like a top 20 bet, is HV3 at 250-1 and Neesmith at 150-1. One and done this week. Man, pick and choose. Like, you can, don't get too cute this week. I mean, you got all the options in the world. X, Bubba, Cantley, Neiman. Those guys are kind of second tier if you want to save some of the upper guys. But, yeah, I mean, like, think of the WGCs and the majors. You don't have that many. So, you know, you should be using those guys, or, you know, Finau would be that second level. And then you got the, you know, big boys, DJ, Rory, Rom, JT Brooks. I mean, those guys are guys you need to be picking this week, because you can't use them all at these majors and all that stuff. So don't think I need to save them. I need to save them. Big boys tend to win here. You've had some long shots. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, cream tends to rise to the top more times than not here. I think for a one and done play, you need to be inside that top 10 in the world for sure. Maybe you go out to a Bubba, a Neiman, a Finau type. Other than that, I'd be on X, DJ, Cantley, Rory, Rom, JT, and Brooks for one and done this week. I just, you know, maybe you want to go with a lower owned one, you know, take a look at who's been picked most already, stuff like that, to see where you want to go this week. Gup's final thoughts, as usual, join us Wednesday night, 5:30 Eastern time for E9. Kenny Kim will be joining us. Last week he was scheduled to, then he had a pipe burst at one of his sites, so he was delayed and couldn't make it, but he did hop into Slack and answer a lot of questions, so that was nice of him. But he should, you know, nothing crazy happened, especially with me, if we don't lose power, you know, with the storm coming in another 3 hours or so, storm number two, we will go live tomorrow at 5:30 Eastern, right around there in general. Don't forget about March to the Masters. Smash 20, get you 20% off. You know, great giveaways, almost $2,000 and stuff you can win. Always a good time. I wish we could do a trip giveaway again, but we will save that for a later time and date. Hope you guys have a blessed week. I apologize for any audio, video issues during this pod. I think on the audio, the part that cut out was really, you know, maybe the rate and review us on iTunes, subscribe, like us on YouTube. If it did miss that part, leave a comment on this video. Tell me who you're fading the most in the 10K range, who you feel comfortable fading the most, and that'll get you into a drawing. Rate and review on iTunes. If you had missed, even if you've done that before, go ahead and do it again, because I'll see it. I mean, you're in there, but you can leave a review and it'll still be on there. Leave either your Twitter, Slack handle, whatever, some way for me to find you on the rate and review on iTunes. Both of those will be a part of giveaways all the way leading up to the Master. So when you do that, you're in there, I pull you. So if you leave a comment today, I'll put you in to the giveaways deal. Even if you're not in this week, you'll still be in. Even if you don't win this week, you're still in it. So every time you leave a comment on there asking what I ask, that definitely helps get you for the future. Listener League is up. Maybe that was the part. And I think maybe just a course preview is what you missed. But if you want to catch all that on the part that cut out on the audio version, you can head over to YouTube and listen to it. I think we got everything there. If you have any questions, DM me. Let me know. Have a great day and a blessed week. Thank you, guys.